many people may know, but Israel has a tiny Hebrew-speaking Catholic community of around 400 people. They have quietly kept the faith in the heart of the Jewish state for some 50 years and use Hebrew in all their religious rites. Their leader is Jesuit Father David Newhouse, who is patriarchal vicar of the Catholic communities of Jewish expression in Israel, as they are known. He explained to us how these communities came into being.
The communities were born almost immediately after the founding of the State of Israel. In fact, one of our founders arrived even earlier than the founding of the State of Israel. And they were founded because of a very big pastoral need for Hebrew-speaking communities in the new State of Israel, for Catholics who found themselves in the State of Israel. They had immigrated to the State of Israel, partly because they were members of mixed families, where the Jewish part of the family felt the need to come to Israel, partly from Catholics of Jewish origin who rediscovered their Jewish roots after the Shoah, and partly from Catholics who had a very, very strong sense of the urgency of nurturing the Jewish-Catholic dialogue after what happened during the dark days of the Shoah. From these different groups, the communities were born and formally formed a work of St. James. It was called the Work of St. James, founded in 1955. And from that time onwards, we've been a stable presence in Israeli society.
What is the peculiarity of these communities?
I would say that there are a number of different elements that make up the specificity of our community. First of all, we are perhaps the only community in the world, the only Catholic community in the world that lives immersed in a very predominant Jewish majority. And we live within the Jewish majority as socially, culturally part of the Jewish-Israeli society in which we live, so that much of what formulates Jewish-Israeli identity also forms our identity, and that, of course, comes to expression in our liturgy and in our faith. We speak Hebrew. We are beating to a rhythm that is defined by the Jewish calendar, the Jewish feasts, the national feasts, and being part of a ongoing day-to-day dialogue with our Jewish brothers and sisters, those of us that have Jewish family members, those of us that work in places of work where we might be the only non-Jew in that place of work. And so this gives a very specific flavor to our communities. In addition, we are very devoted to the whole project of being a bridge between the Jewish world and the Christian world, particularly the Catholic Church. We think it very, very important to constantly strengthen the important work of Jewish-Catholic dialogue in the world today.
What relationships do these communities have with the Arab, Russian and other foreign Catholics who are here in search of work?
Okay, we should separate between these three groups. First of all, the Arab Catholics form, of course, the predominant majority of the church, of which we are also a part. And very importantly, for our leaders, it's very important to give always the message of unity, that despite whatever might separate us on the level of politics, on the level of national conflict, we form one body in Christ. There is no more, in our terms, Palestinian or Israeli, Arab or Jew. We are one in Christ on the level of faith. And that's very important and comes to expression at certain times in the big celebrations. Our common people, the regular, normal people, pray in separate places of worship because of the language, but they have occasions to meet, especially in the cities where there is less tension, in Haifa, in Jaffa. In Beersheba, interesting to note, the Palestinian Arab citizens of Israel who are Christian in Beersheba have only one parish church, and it's our church in Hebrew language. So there we really give a sign of unity. When it comes to the Russians, it's very important to underline the fact that the Russians, in fact, are an integral part of our vicariate. The Russians who immigrated to this country, and those that are Catholic, of course, among the Christians, the tens of thousands of Christians, the vast majority of Orthodox. But those that are Catholics form part of our vicariate, and we have within our vicariate small communities of Russian-speaking Catholics and liturgy in Russian with priests who are able to function in Russian, speak Russian, preach in Russian, teach in Russian. When it comes to the foreign workers, and it's a very important and often very beautiful Christian witness in this country, particularly the Filipinos, the Nigerians, the Indians from Kerala who work here, who give a very, very important witness to the Jews of what it means to be Catholic.
Father David Newhouse, director of the Catholic Communities of Jewish Expression in Israel, speaking to my colleague Linda Bordoni.